This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Time now to open up the entertainment page.
Sponsored because JP crumpled his paper. It's brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers, the most hated jeweler in America. They're not in the jewelry business. That's right. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler that you can actually trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
Thank you, Cakes. Actually, I believe my categories were on the back of my show sheet.
I'm still stinging from my poor performance in the Zippy Dollar Pyramid. It's going to stick with me all day.
I told you I'm not a morning person.
It's all good.
I did well until the comedians.
You did very well.
Comedians, yeah. I just brain fart.
I really struggle with NBA coaches.
I should have just thought about every guy who's been in sat right there.
Right.
And I couldn't think of any.
Yeah. Everyone that you didn't want to come in.
Right.
Johnny Carson.
I couldn't think of one guy who sat right there at the end of the table.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. What? That was Carson on the brain.
Why didn't you skew older and give like Red Skelton?
I wouldn't even know who that is.
Somebody along those lines.
So. I'm not even sure that Johnny Carson ever did stand-up, like, as a thing.
I don't know.
A monologue.
I don't know. I was really bad.
You're probably
with
right.
Cities in Georgia.
Yeah. Right. Jamie's like,
Athens.
Atlanta? Atlanta? Hey, what are you going to do? We all swung and missed there.
All right, well, not a whole lot going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment, but obviously the Kanye has been in the news a lot lately, and
he was local yesterday.
Yeah, he did the Tim Pool podcast.
He was in Frederick.
Yeah, he was eating dinner in Frederick.
He was getting hibachi in Frederick.
And that lasted about 20 minutes. He walked out. But
do you think somebody flipped a shrimp into his mouth? Did that?
Was he hanging out at Flying Dog after?
You know, that's a great question. If Kanye is there, I think you do the bit. Well, I think you got to catch stuff in your...
If you go to a Japanese restaurant, you have to do the catch the shrimp in the mouth bit. Otherwise, you just look like a big party pooper.
Yeah, but it is embarrassing. But
it's
embarrassing.
You tell me it's not fun. You know, it's not fun to catch the shrimp in your mouth.
I guess.
I mean, come on, it's fun. It's always fun.
I always feel like that hibachi is ultimately overrated. It's just... rice and shrimp or whatever you get.
Yeah.
It's never that tasty.
Yeah.
But
yet,
it's not that tasty.
It's pretty good.
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, it's an experience more than it is delicious.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to see an onion volcano. Who doesn't want to see it?
Who knew Eric was so sour grapes?
Yeah. No. I always am just, I'm so excited to be there, and I like seeing the chef with the spatulas and
they put on a show for you.
And doing the onions.
He'd love it if Carson Wentz had the chef hat.
I like all that.
Yeah.
But the food is
just okay?
Because it just ends up being just rice and shrimp, mildly tasty.
It's smothered in teriyaki sauce.
I'm not expecting the world's greatest meal when I go to get
hibachi. I go there and I get so excited.
And also, it's always overpriced.
It's always overpriced.
Yeah.
It was like $40.
If you go with your family, it's easily a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. So Kanye is in the news. He and Kim... they finally, I guess, came up with their divorce agreement. And
you're working hard to put food on your family.
Some of the numbers that have come out are kind of staggering. First of all, Kim Kardashian has got to be, if she's not a billionaire, she's close to one, right?
I would guess.
Know that Kanye lost his deal. One of the things in that podcast that he did is when he lost his Adidas deal and his Gap deal and all that, he lost, guaranteed, he didn't have to do anything, $500 million a year, guaranteed, for the next 4 years. So he lost $2 billion just from getting canceled by, or broke, you know, whatever, relationship severed by Adidas and Gap. But think
feel
about,
sorry for him? Not at all.
You don't have to feel sorry for him.
No.
But think about how well off he must. He's still paying. Kim Kardashian is getting $200,000 a month in child support payments.
Really?
And she's a billionaire.
Yeah, that is wild.
Got to take care of the kids.
Got to take care of the kids.
They're accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
So here's the deal. So she gets to keep their $60 million Southern California home. And then the $4.5 million home he bought to live next to them, he gets to keep the $60 million Malibu beach house that they have, which is silly, by the way.
Of course it is.
He gets to keep
it's in
that.
Malibu.
You mean they don't have a beach house in Ocean Pines?
They don't have one there now.
But wasn't it wacky looking? Like, yeah, didn't we do a story?
Very modern.
Like,
very modern.
Yeah, it looked like almost like a warehouse. Modern prison cell. Like a big giant.
It's all cement, you know. Yeah. It's right there on the, I mean, literally, the water's breaking. It's pretty sick estate. Anyway, they're breaking up, chopping up all of their properties and everything else. And I just found it stunning that Kim Kardashian was still going to be the beneficiary of $200,000 a month.
That is a big
in child support. Now, let's say your kids, they get probably all, obviously, they're either homeschooled or they all go to private school. So that's a, but it ain't. I think $200,000 a month. What are they? I mean, what are the guys? I mean, I don't even know how you get to that.
Think about it. They go on lavish vacations. They go to private schools.
You should Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever you
still
want.
Still $2.4 million
a
year.
That's a lot of dough.
Yes. Child support.
Yeah.
You should DuckDuckGo the plane the Kardashians took to go on one of they took like 60 people to Turks and Caicos are one of these places for like Kim's 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I imagine
the
guys
100 seater.
I've never seen anything like it, Jason. Yeah. It's what I imagine the golfers on the Live Tour are on. It is the most spectacular plane. The leather recliners,
we can't even comprehend.
You
the
can't
lifestyles.
Even comprehend
right.
That you know 1/10 of 1% of 1% of 1%. You can't even comprehend it.
You're correct.
It's like the Snyder yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same sort of deal.
By the way, we haven't heard much, if anything, about the ownership sale in the last few weeks.
It's true. Doesn't mean it's not happening.
No, I still think it's happening. I just thought we'd hear more rumors.
What if he weasels out?
Some people think he will.
That'd be such starting to win some games.
that would be
John
bad.
Here's the worst case scenario. Best case. What if they won the whole joint? And then they have to give him a trophy.
Yep.
Carson hoists it.
No, and Taylor Heineke hoists it. And he decides, you know what, F this, I'm keeping it. I'm keeping the team.
Because he's a fan at heart, right?
Yeah, of course. He's like, you know what, F it. We just won the FM Super Bowl. I'm not trading. Even if they get to the playoffs, and he goes, you know what, I like going to the playoffs. I don't think I'm selling this team.
I like this feeling that never ever happens.
Like
while
it'd probably
I own
be a lot easier to sell it when they're losing. They're in a freaking heater. They went 6-7. Now he's going to sell.
Crowds are getting louder. Hey, he might be able to pat himself on the back and say, "Remember what I told you?
He can borrow
look
your
what
back
I built.
Padding machine."
Remember he said we got ourselves a quarterback, and this place is going to start. Whatever exactly he said, I can't remember. He said something
funny,
about the audience.
He's the least funny person on this planet. Or 1,000 other planets.
Just think about how excited the Manders fans were after the news, and we were taking calls throughout the show, and how excited everybody was.
But if a guy like
can't believe it's Bezos, happening, parade
the
talk,
the richest guy that's interested.
Yep.
If he was going to buy it, why wouldn't that already be done? Why would he just say?
Well, we still haven't heard on the Nationals too. By the way, we did hear
exactly
yesterday that another billionaire bought into Monumental Sports.
All right,
I think. I might be mistaken, but I think he was like the founder of eBay or something like that. But he bought into Monumental Sports, which some people are
that
thinking.
That Pierre guy?
No, I think his last name is Skoll. Like,
oh,
with two
guy.
L's, not the Skoll the Vikings do this, but
right.
Whatever that means.
I think the guy who started eBay, I think he's a St. Andrews grad. I think his name's like Pierre something.
All right.
Maybe he's one of them.
You know what? bottom line is a billionaire bought into Monumental Sports, which is the parent company over the Capitals and
Wizards.
The Wizards.
Mystics.
And some people thinking is they're amassing that fortune, like Leonsis's fortune and this guy's fortune, put it together to help you buy the Nats.
Ex-eBay president Jeff Stoll.
Okay, president.
Yeah. Billionaire. With a B.
So many billionaires.
I mean, I doubt he bought in, like, for, you know, a share.
Right. Mark Wahlberg, man, he's one of those guys that's got a million homes, right? He's got one. He has one that's, like, for $80 million. That he
I got a lot of homes, man.
Is that Bel Air?
Anybody interested in buying my home? This is Pablo's.
Still have never seen a Wahlburger.
Try my Wahlburger, man.
I wonder. I feel like I've seen one maybe at an airport.
By the way, we love to goof on the Commanders a lot because they do a lot wrong. One of the things they did do right recently, did you see the viral bit where they went around to the players in the locker room and asked, will you call the most important, like the most famous person on your phone?
Oh,
who's the most famous person you have on your phone? All and they would go to some guys and they would just name a rapper and they'd be like, call him or FaceTime him. And Terry McLaurin's like, no, I'm not doing that. And they went to Chase Young and they said, who's the most famous person on your phone?
Yeah.
And he said, Mark Wahlberg, FaceTimed him. Mark Wahlberg actually picked up.
Wow.
They were talking with each other for like 30 seconds.
That's a good bit.
Said, thanks for calling me, Chase. I appreciate you calling me, man.
Yeah. See, my memory is terrible. The only one that I saw was Tressway. Do you remember who Tressway called?
Tressway.
Oh, now I do remember.
Can't remember.
It was a frequent junkies guest.
Frequent junk's guest.
They asked Tressway who's the most famous person on your phone. I think it was Steve Sands. And if it wasn't Sands, it was Scott Van Pelt. It was one or the other.
Okay, that works.
Speaking
we like Sandsy.
Speaking of Tressway, 2 weeks ago, I was in my my spot, Passion Fin.
Yes, you were.
They just call it Lurch
Fin. Who was
fin
sitting
now?
Right next to me with his girlfriend or maybe his wife.
Yeah,
another
wife.
Couple. Tressway.
Very good.
Nice. He's telling me he's a
stud. Did he get sized for you like Gruden?
No, he didn't know who I was. I wanted to say what's up to him, but I let it be. But I knew it was him.
Mm-hmm. Do you just pick up there? Sounds like a lot of times
I was
you go
dining.
Pick up. Oh, you dining?
No, yeah, I was dining. I said he was sitting right next to me.
What's your go-to order again? Your tuna rolls?
That night
guy?
I had the volcano shrimp, and then I had a spicy tuna roll.
Mm.
But sounds I usually get the sushi, you know, the salmon sushi or the spicy tuna. Yeah, it's just, it's all money. But a lot of the Manders like it.
We've yes, done do. We've done the phone bit. Like I know I've done it with my phone, but my phone is because I have like Valdez's contacts in here. We were sharing some account or something, and so I have ridiculous names on here, but I'm sure they don't work. Like I have Beyonce's name on here. It must be like her. I think it's like her manager.
Beyonce.
Yeah, I know. I have some pretty ridiculous names on here, but mine doesn't count. Wanna. Who's your most famous, Jason, that you have on your...
On my phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you have good ones.
Rizzo?
No, you have better than that. You have way better than that.
I don't... JP
has nothing.
I've got college basketball coaches.
I've got John Auville. He's pretty famous.
maybe regionally, and that's a stretch.
I mean, maybe Jeremy Grant?
pretty big name.
That's nubs. You got to do better than that.
He had 40 the other night.
I know, but nobody cares.
He had 40 the other night?
He had pretty close. What did he have the other night, Drabby? Jeremy Grant had like 38 or something.
Oh, yeah, he had a bomb game. Yeah. I don't know exactly.
Joe Theismann. There you go, Joe
That's
Theismann.
A good one.
That's a pretty big one.
That's a good one.
I got Joe Theismann.
But they're all like show related.
Of course.
They don't really count.
Of course.
You know, I wish I had somebody, you know, like Shaq. Not show related like you did.
No.
Just Shaq was my buddy.
Got David Falk.
Do you remember when?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's your best one.
Do you remember when we used to have fun and we used to have girls in the studio all the time?
Sure. Uh-huh. Hey, we got Lisa Ann on Friday.
We're not taping up windows for that,
right? Yes.
And then Jason would take pictures and send them to college basketball coaches all the time.
Did you do that? Did you take when we would have strippers?
Yeah, he would take pictures and he goes like, "Oh, Steve Lavin's going to love that picture."
I can't remember.
Did
you
he
say
do
so?
That? Yeah, he used to do that all the time.
Hold on, did you take pictures of them when they're like were butt naked or?
I don't remember. I know, maybe I did.
Right.
Which coaches
I've
would
got
I send
some sillies on here? I've got Chick Hernandez, Craig Lachlan.
No, but like local broadcasters.
I'm just on the letter C.
Yeah, but broadcasters don't count unless you had like Nancy, like if you have Jim Nance's number. Like I know Drabby's got it somewhere. He's got his contact. We got to get, by the way, Drab, we need to get Nancy back on. One of our best guests.
Right. Donnie Simpson.
Green-eyed
yeah,
bandit.
But that doesn't count.
This is Nance's off season.
So you don't want to bother him?
No, but we'll get him on it during golf for sure.
Is he not doing football anymore?
That was a dumb statement by me.
Yeah,
it's a really dumb statement by me.
Yeah,
I mean, was thinking March Madness.
He does CBS games.
Yeah. I just watched him on TV.
Yeah. I mean, he was just hanging out with Tony Romo.
I got your boy.
Not a morning person.
I got your boy. You sleep on it. I got your boy FP Santangelo.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. Like it's like connected to our job. It's like doesn't count. Like when Chase has Mark Wahlberg, that's a good one.
That's a big one.
If Beyonce would actually answer this phone, that would be silly.
That's an A-lister, unlike Valdez, who's trying to argue to Rab and I.
All right, hold on. Don't lead the witness.
Okay.
Right. Ask them.
Ask the question.
Ask the question, Cakes. Don't
ask,
lead the witness.
Can you ask it without leading?
Okay, Valdez says that he watched a Christmas movie yesterday with an A-pluser and an A-lister.
Yes. Or two A-listers.
An A-pluser?
An A-pluser.
An A-plus lister.
An A-pluser is like Taylor Swift? Like that is an A-pluser?
Yeah, that would be an A-pluser. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Megastar.
And Tom Cruise.
No, and also two A-listers.
No, just one A-lister.
Okay.
So two total A-listers.
Yes, one A-pluser, one A-list.
Now, it's a Christmas movie.
Yes. The A-pluser was Ben Affleck. Valdez said the A-lister, Gary Sinise.
Not an A-lister.
Look at his resume.
He's not an A-lister.
Like a character actor, right?
He's just not an A-list.
Yeah. He's C-list.
Yes. I told him much closer to C than A.
He's close. Okay,
I'm trying to think what movie was that.
Both those guys have
Reindeer
been on the
games.
Show.
Reindeer? Oh, yeah.
I don't think I saw that.
Has Gary Sinise ever been the star of a movie?
I don't think
Doubtful.
So.
He steals some movies.
Yeah. He's a character actor. Yeah.
Go look
at Gary's resume.
He's in good movies, but
he's got to be the lead actor in those movies to be an A-lister.
Yeah, lead actors are like the carry S.
I don't think he's ever been a lead actor in anything, and certainly not A-list worthy.
Reindeer Games is pretty good, though.
Don't know anything about it. What's the plot?
Was that Ben Affleck, though? Was he in that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the Christmas movie he watched, yeah.
Oh, Reindeer Games?
Gary Sinise, A-lister.
Would you say Gary Sinise is most known for Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the kidnapping movie?
Are you kidding?
Mel Gibson?
Hostage?
The Green Mile, Ransom, Apollo 13.
No, Ransom.
No, they're great movies, but I feel like
Ransom
he's most
is a good one.
Known for Forrest Gump.
Yes, that's Lieutenant Dan. Of course, people see him, they go, Lieutenant Dan.
Right.
I mean, he was in some big movies, no doubt, but he wasn't the lead actor in any of them.
I'm going to imitate Gary Sinise.
Big one in a long time.
This is him bumping his head on the ceiling of B-list actors.
A-list in my book.
Okay?
He's been in
bumping the head on the B-list.
Who was the other A-lister? I thought she said there was three in the movie.
No, he said Ben Affleck.
I was adding too many people to the mix.
He had a lead role on CSI New York.
Okay, that and of itself excludes you from A-list.
New York.
Hey, those royalty checks are silly.
Who knew they did CSI New York?
197 episodes.
Well, of course you would. If CBS,
lead role,
if CBS was
Thank you.
stroking.
Thank you.
You would too if you're stroking, getting those checks.
Who was the lead role of the original CSI? Would you consider him an A-lister?
So William Peterson?
I never watched one.
I think you're right. Mandy Patinkin? Didn't Mandy Patinkin do one of those shows?
He might have.
Maybe he didn't do a CSI.
He was silly in Homeland, though.
Yes, he was.
He's more of an A-lister than Gary freaking Sinise. I know that. That offended me. That borderline offended me.
Last but not least, I can't believe this, but this is just what happens. Kevin Spacey getting a new movie role.
How? He gets charged with sex offenses every hour.
I don't know.
Hour.
He dodged one. He dodged a $40 million sexual misconduct lawsuit. He was found, like, the judge threw it out or found it not liable.
Mm-hmm.
But then a new one cropped up. So he's still got cases coming. But apparently he's got a new big Hollywood role. And the director says he doesn't know anything about the personal life stuff and what's going on with that.
He doesn't know anything about it.
He just knows he's a great actor.
Right. I'm sure he doesn't know anything about it.
Well, he says, I can't speak to it.
He's just ignoring his personal life.
He says, and those it's something I can't comment on and I have no knowledge of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to work with him.
He loves his body.
Hey, his head is so far in the sand.
Probably get him for butt cheap.
Yeah, he's not getting his usual rate.
All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained
you. Yes, you did entertain me.
Coming up next, the Commanders face the Giants. What's it like to go up against Daniel Jones again?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Wanted to get back into this Commanders matchup against the New York Giants on Sunday. So the Giants, of course, got off to a great start this year, lost their last couple. But Daniel Jones has had a little bit of a resurgence this year with Brian Daboll as the head coach. Are you worried about Daniel Jones this week? In his career, he's a 63% passer, 215 yards per game, 55 touchdowns, 33 picks, quarterback rating of 85. Mm-hmm. Very pedestrian at best. Yep. But against Washington,
upticks.
His completion percentage has been 68.3%. He goes from 215 yards per game to 230 yards per game, and his touchdown to interception ratio has been 9-3. That quarterback rating, which is very pedestrian, at 85 against Washington in 5 career games, 100.4.
He also rushes for 43 yards per game against the Commanders slash Washington franchise.
And he's had a couple long ones on his resume, a 95-yarder and a 74-yarder against Washington. How worried should they be about Daniel Jones? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Where does he rank in terms of being sacked?
He's this year he's being sacked on 9.5% of his dropbacks, which is the most in his career.
Where is that? Because I see he's got 33 sacks on the year. Seems like a fairly
high number. Well, the 9.5% to me, that seems, I think that was like Carson's percentage. Wasn't Carson like at 9%?
Well, I mean, the 9 sack game didn't help.
I'll give you the numbers.
It's got to be up there.
Well, this is why it's such a small sample size. I understand he's 4-1 against him in the last 5 games.
Yeah, but just look at what he's done this year. Forget about the
No, I'm just talking about it in this particular matchup. Those are different teams. Those are totally different teams.
Well, certainly the defense wasn't playing the way
and
it's playing
me,
now.
Yeah, he's a guy like Mariota where they're trying to minimize him as much as possible. They want him handing the ball off to Saquon. They want to try to play good defense. I don't think that's worked for them in the past few games.
All right, he's been sacked third most in the NFL.
And the fact that he just doesn't have a lot of quality wideouts to throw the ball to. They've just suffered so many losses there. Like they don't want him throwing the ball 30-plus times a game. Like if they're up in that neighborhood, they're going to lose most of their games.
Yes. Unlike what you were saying about Taylor Heineke, where they don't seem to design runs, they will design runs for Daniel Jones.
Right.
He was dumb,
but he doesn't have any big ones this year like in previous years. Like his longest run this year is 24 yards, which is still killer.
Mm-hmm. But he was still dubbed the Vanilla Vic by his teammate.
That's right.
I think Saquon Barkley called him that.
He can hurt you, no doubt.
You're not sweating him, though.
I mean,
I wouldn't sweat him because
I think he can hurt you.
They haven't played well in the last month, and they got offensive line issues. I would sweat Barkley more than Jones.
Yeah, I'd be much more concerned about stopping him.
We handled, reasonably so, Jalen and who was their running back? Miles Sanders?
Miles Sanders, yep.
I mean, you know, if we can handle those two, you should be able to handle Saquon and Daniel Jones, I would think. I think we're designed to be, this should be a close game. It should be a good game.
I think so.
Is the spread still 2.5? Has it moved? Has the line moved at all as we get closer to Sunday?
Let me look at it.
It does shock me because if you go with the traditional thinking of 3 points for being at home, you're basically saying if they were on a neutral field, we'd be a 5 or 6 point favorite?
Yep.
I mean, seems kind of crazy to me.
I have to check the weather angle for the game, see what's going on weather-wise in East Rutherford.
I think you almost got to worry about his legs more. I mean, you look at it, his passing stats through the season.
Pedestrian.
He does have one game, the outlier game, where he threw for 341 yards. All right, that was against the Lions. Mm-hmm. And they lost that game 31-18, but he put up 341 yards. His next highest total of the season was last week against Dallas. Again, a situation where they were behind and had to throw it. Threw for 228 yards. He doesn't throw for much, but if you look at the rushing, he's had a game where he ran for 107 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He's had, in his last four games, this is his totals, 68, 79. Now the last two.
21 and 25.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
No, I went backwards.
Those aren't the last four.
Yeah, you're right.
That's from the first four.
I went backwards.
Last four are 14, 50, 24, and 20.
Correct. And the 107 five games.
Yeah.
You remember, you guys goofed on Carson because, what, did he throw for like 99 yards or something against the Bears? What
was it? Yes, something like that.
99.
He threw for 71.
Oh, you mean against the Bears?
Yeah. Daniel Jones.
I wouldn't be too worried about him other than he's had success against Washington.
True. Correct. But he's a classic overdrafted quarterback. He never should have been. Was he the sixth pick in his class? I believe he was. He never should have gone sixth overall. Like, that was idiotic to pick mm-hmm. him that high.
Now, to be fair, in that game against the Bears, Jones got hurt.
Okay. That's true.
He hurt his ankle.
It was 8 or 13, so
he hurt his ankle, so I don't think he played the whole game.
Yeah. All right.
But in terms of this particular matchup, this is totally, it's just a different, they're two different seasons. I mean, they're different teams, they're different rosters. Guys are playing at a better level than they were, in 2019. I don't factor in the total record, 4-1 against Washington.
So losing three of their last four, let's just think about it for a second. Let me think about it because I haven't really looked at it. So they lost to Seattle 27-13. I assume Geno. Did Geno have a great game? Do you remember that? I don't remember that game. 27-13 to the Giants.
Oh, remember after that game, I told you the Giants only had one loss at the time, and I said the Giants are exactly who we thought they were preseason. They're average to below average team, not impressed at all.
Look at Robbie.
All right. So then they beat Houston, which, Houston stinks.
You could borrow EB's pat yourself on the back machine.
And then they beat, or they lost to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
They only scored 18 against them, and then losing to Dallas. So,
but the big thing is, as Jason, we've all said, they haven't been able to run the ball with Saquon Barkley like they did earlier in the season.
What's their most impressive win? The Ravens?
Yeah. That was a come from behind. Maybe, Ravens should have won that game.
Maybe the Packers.
Beat the Titans.
The Titans, I guess.
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Daboll went for it at the end with the Saquon 2-point conversion.
Yeah, they're probably a fraudulent, whatever they are. 7-4, is that what they are?
Yep. 7-4.
It is so massive, though. Imagine, can I dream for a second? Let's imagine that this D3 quarterback leads them to two more wins. And then
they're 9-5.
We're 9-5, and they're 7-6. I mean, you're going to have to talk about. Well, everybody was talking about Daboll being coach of the year. You have to get the guy I asked to resign three times this season to be a coach of the year candidate.
They wouldn't be. They might not be 7-6. They might be 7-7. They play the Eagles in between.
Yeah, probably would be. If they lost twice to us, they'll probably lose to Philly.
Yep.
Now I don't think that's going to happen. Find it very unlikely that we'd win.
I think
two
it's
in
probably
a
split.
My bet would be a split, but that's just because I don't.
You'll
have
take a split.
I would take a split. Yeah. But if they actually beat them
twice.
You might have to give Ron an extension.
Why are you going to give a guy an extension with 2 years left? You love doing that. You love doing that with Gruden. Now you want to do it with this guy?
9-5.
You don't give him an extension with 2 years left.
By the way, I've asked for him to resign three times.
Okay.
Yeah,
this season. This season.
I like how you're suddenly taking all these shots at Taylor, calling him a D3 quarterback, when the guy you're in love with went to North Dakota State.
FCS.
He's the number two pick in the draft.
All right, well.
My guy is.
Here we go.
No, it's a high quality. He's like, if you went to a horse, you're selling a horse or whatever, you get a big value. His horse would be like the mama.
Yeah, but
grizzly.
Your horse is about to be dumb.
You look at the horse.
Taylor Heineke's Monica.
You bring
mama
the horse
grizzly.
Home and then you realize, oh, it's got some sort of weird disease or it walks funny.
My guy's a thoroughbred. Your guy is a trotter.
No. Here's a thoroughbred. Pat Mahomes. Josh Allen.
Caleb Williams.
Those are thoroughbreds.
You're
mixing up what a thoroughbred is.
Your horse looks great in the paddock. When the gates open, it stares straight ahead, big eyes, doesn't know what to do.
He doesn't get out of the gate.
Your guy never looks great.
Yeah, but the guy that you're now slamming used to jock.
Because I'm a homer. I like all my guys.
He used to say he makes all the throws. Taylor Heineke can make all the throws. He's got moxie.
Well, it's because
he
knows
the offense. I don't think I said he
can
make all the throws.
Coach, five reads.
I never said he could make all the throws.
Yes,
you're just
did.
Making that up.
Hey, do you remember when we would play the audio about how Taylor, he's so comfortable in a 2-minute drill, yes, because ODU does a hurry-up offense.
Right.
And he knows all the reads and everything.
The thing that the coach said that swayed me was that he could get to his fifth read. Mm-hmm. Remember his coach said that? His Old Dominion coach said that.
I want to see it so bad. I want to see Wentz back in there.
I want to see it with this group. Yeah, I
want to see it.
Let's go to the phones. Are you nervous about Daniel Jones?
You know, I would be nervous about Daniel Jones running.
I
want to see it at San Francisco. Best defense in the league, pretty much. I want to see Wentz go out to San Francisco and see what happens. That's what I want to see.
Well, I think the same thing that would happen to Taylor.
Please tell me Taylor is out after the Giant game, the second Giant game, and let Wentz go out to San Francisco.
I want Bosa to destroy his world. We're just going to run the ball, and then, you know.
Good. Well, he's going to have to drop back at some point.
Yeah.
He's going to have to drop back at some point.
They're not running the ball on the Niners.
Yeah. They allow that.
But they're not going to try to pass 40 times either, though. So.
Well, if they try running the ball 40 times, they're going to average about 2.5 yards per carry.
I just want Wentz's first game back to be out there.
Yeah. All right, we'll take these calls when we come back. Why don't we do that? 800-636-1067.
PVI Office Furniture, they've been servicing the DMV since 1992. That's longer than the Junks have been around. The showroom in Frederick, Maryland is awesome. Why don't you go see it today? Because they're open, 6 days a week with both new and used solutions to fit any budget, even if you're a miser. Quick delivery on everything in stock, too. So don't wait. Stop snoozing. Get out to Frederick today and find out why PVI has been the DMV's go-to office furniture resource for 30 years. Fast delivery, excellent service, affordable furnishings. Business grows with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com for more information.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, we played Zippy Dollar Pyramid earlier on a game show Wednesday, and we did not give away the prize because I was terrible.
We played poorly.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line.
So we're going to play the very popular caller number 10 game.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you can call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, and the 10th caller will get a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill, which is now open in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg. The bar is a scene. They've got a great happy hour, great apps, food, atmosphere. It's an awesome place. I'll be there next Wednesday for a book signing from 5 to 7. So 10th caller, 800-636-1067. You'll get the $100 gift card. All right, let's go to the phones. A couple people wanted to chime in on the topic, which I can't even remember.
Danny Dimes.
Is Danny Dimes going to beat the Manders?
We're hitting them at a good time.
Are you afraid of Danny Dimes, also known as Vanilla
Not
Vic?
Not that afraid
he
of him,
can
despite,
hurt you, though.
Despite his gaudy 4-1 career record against the Washington franchise.
I'm more afraid of him than Jared Goff. I will say that.
I'd be more afraid of the Lions'
weapons.
Too.
Understood. But in terms of just pure quarterbacks, I'm more afraid of Daniel Jones. than
I think
than
they actually
golf.
Golf's a better passer.
What happened in the last matchup against Daniel Jones? I want to say he was sacked the most times. If you look at the five games that he's played against Washington, I think they fared better against him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Jeremiah in Fairfax. Hey, buddy. What's up, Jeremiah?
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call. Yep. First time caller.
Thanks, man.
So I think we can beat the Giants, but I'm not really worried about Daniel Jones. I'm worried about Saquon Barkley because I was doing some research, and in all his games versus us, he has 73 carries for 484 yards, which if you do the math is 6.6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about Daniel Jones, Evan Neal, and one of their other linemen still hurt. But we all know how this defense can be with big plays, just chunk plays, and we all know how good Saquon is at taking nothing and making a touchdown out of it. So I'm worried about Saquon, but thank you all for taking my call, yep. And have a good day.
They've limited the big plays by and large versus how they were faring last season.
Jones missed the second game against the Commanders. He was in the first game. That was, I think, week two of last year. He was 22 of 32, 249 through the air. He had one touchdown, one pick. He did have 9 carries for 95 and
scored a touchdown. Actually had a pretty good game.
The last two games that I see that we've played against Saquon, 57 yards and 30 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they hold him to that
sort of
production,
that's what they're
going to
do. I think they're going to load
that's
up.
That's a big W for the Commanders. If Saquon doesn't have like 80-plus yards rushing and receiving, I think the Commanders are a huge favorite to win the game.
I would agree.
Have to be because how
over.
How else are the Giants going to manufacture offense?
In fact,
short fields
seems tough.
That's the only way
they
can do
turnovers.
In fact, we've 3 of the 5 games we've held them to under 57 yards. 2 of the games though, he's gone completely bonkers, Hall of Fame.
Yep.
189 and 170.
Right. Yep.
Avoid that. And I think they will.
In 18 and 19, he killed us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in one of those games each year.
Pre his long layoff for injury.
But he's shown the potential. He's had big games this year.
Yeah.
Still has it in him.
But the big games were mostly early in the season.
The one in 2019, the game he had 189, he also had 90 receiving.
Oh, that is just a mega game. So he had 180-plus rushing yards.
Giant doo-doo.
Yeah, 300 yards.
Yeah.
Well, obviously teams are loading up against him over the last month because he's not doing anything.
Right.
Make Danny Dimes beat me.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Make Danny Dimes throwing the ball to Richie James and
Evan
his
Ingram.
Cast of characters.
Does he have Evan Ingram? No,
Ingram's
he's in Jacksonville.
Now.
Who's his tight end now?
It was Bellinger, and I can't.
Who's their backup?
I'm not sure who came in once he got injured. I'd have to look at their depth chart, figure that out.
This StatMuse is an awesome site.
StatMuse is great.
Really is a good site. Let's see what our silly quarterback is doing against the Giants.
Lawrence Cager is the top tight end outside of Bellinger.
The last time he's had a tale of two totally different games. Last time we played the Giants, Taylor threw for 120 yards. But then the year before, he threw for 336. So go figure.
Right.
34 of 46.
How amazing it would be. I know it's not going to happen.
What kind of game was that?
What if he threw for 330 yards against the Giants? That would be amazing.
Blow me away.
I mean, it won't happen because you can't throw for 330 yards when you're stuffing the ball into Gibby's and Robinson's gut 40 times.
Right.
Which is going to be the game plan.
I feel like Gibby's been quiet of late, right? Or am I crazy?
I mean, he's taking a backseat to Robinson as far as the rushing share. And he still chips in, in the receiving game more than Robinson does.
I mean, it was just a month ago when Gibby kind of broke out again, and we were like, wow, yeah, that's why that guy's here.
It took time for Robinson to get his legs underneath him.
But I think the Giants are going to do the exact same thing as what you want Washington to do. They're just going to run.
Right.
Maybe create short fields if they can force turnovers.
This might be another quick game, another Bill Callahan-esque game.
I hate quick games. I like nice long games. I want it to go like 3.5 hours. Well, it's the highlight of my week is sitting around and watching the game. It is, even though it's all often ends in disappointment and sadness. Why are you laughing? That's what I look forward to watching Skins games
more than
any other thing I'd rather watch.
You're watching them in your car
on
your way back from Cornell.
Well, I had that was a family thing. But yeah.
I know, but you're always watching them like in pizza shops or volleyball practices.
Trust me, I in a perfect world, I wouldn't do that. There's nothing I look forward to more. than watching Skins games in my life, other than watching my kids play. That's not fair to say.
Total's 41.
What do you look forward to watching the most?
Masters.
Masters, yeah.
I like the Masters.
White Lotus?
It's right up there. The Masters is right up there.
NCAA tournament?
But it's hard because that's a one-off. That's once a year.
NFL pummels any TV show, yes. JP.
No, I agree with that.
I think it would be hard for JP. Maybe it's just they like NFL. But like I've liked watching the Skins way more than any other NFL game. Doesn't even come close.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah. Your favorite team. I mean, it's like watching the NFL, and then it's like watching a bunch of high schoolers.
That's because you don't. Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't care about any fantasy or.
Yeah,
any,
I don't care about that.
You don't bet.
I like a good game. I'll keep it on in the background, but I'm not riveted to every play.
I got sliced for Mavs Warriors last night as my boy Luka had his third 40-point triple-double of the year.
You would have to pay me to watch a full Mavs-Warriors game start to finish.
Do you know how hard a 40-point triple-double is?
$500.
Because you're taking a lot of shots, obviously, you score 40. I think he was 16 for 28 from the field. But he also had 12 dimes. Like, he's accounting for, like, 70 or 80 points just himself on either scoring or direct passes.
Luka does not cause my pants to rise.
And Steph?
There's no movement for
Steph
Luka.
Hit a three. Like a fadeaway three late in that game that he must have shot at like 25 feet high. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I get sized.
JP's staying up till 1 a.m. watching the 9th and 10th place Western Conference teams play.
Well, you know they're not going to be there at the end.
Oh, I don't know about the Mavs. The Mavs aren't that great.
I'll agree with that, but I'm sorry. Golden State is silly.
He watches it
Luka's
for Luka.
One of the top two or three best players in the world, right? Would we all agree with that?
But I also watched Ovi score two goals early for the Caps, which was pretty late.
Now, would you agree with that?
That's the local team.
That Luka's one of the top two or three players in the world?
Sure, yeah.
I think he looks like a big fatty. When I watch him, I'm unimpressed.
He's not tractor trailer.
Well, so was Charles Barkley.
Right?
Well, he's not.
Charles Barkley actually was more ripped.
He's thick.
In his heyday.
He posts guys up sometimes.
He's just strong. I mean,
he looks kind of chunky to me.
I bet you he's strong as an ox.
We used to say that about Ovi years ago.
And then what happened?
I regret it.
I don't. Because what happened?
You motivated him to get in shape?
I motivated him.
You motivated him.
Hey, you know, you're an expert motivator.
Well, that's actually true. I'm known for being a pumper-umper.
Not a pumper-downer?
I'm a pumper-upper. Ask anybody.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah, you want me to pump you up?
No. I was going to say on Friday, why don't you give a pump-up speech to Taylor? To Taylor and the team to go.
I mean, it's just fake, but I may if you want, maybe I can.
All right, I did just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes. Are you worried about Giants quarterback Daniel Jones against the Commanders?
Well, this was a better question. You can do it tomorrow.
You can tweet your own question.
Your questions are just mediocre.
Won't do that.
Yeah, hey, pump him up to do a better question.
Yeah, this is a better question.
Since you're a pumper,
are you more afraid of Saquon or Daniel Jones?
Come on.
Well, I mean, it'd be 100-0.
Anybody who says
that's
Daniel Jones
question.
Is an idiot.
Yeah. Daniel Jones has murdered us. Saquon, 60% of the time, we've owned him.
How about neither?
No. Saquon is 100 times better the player and more dangerous. 100
Saquon
times.
Is potentially a Hall of Famer. Potentially. I get it. But Daniel Jones has hurt us more.
That's because teams are focusing on Saquon. Okay. That's why.
Well, Jonathan Allen said
better
that they're probably not going to load up the box. He expects, or at least he hopes, and they've been able to do it. It's one of their strengths that the front four can shut him down. Mm-hmm. And that's been the strength of the team, that they could rely on that front four to do it, and they don't have to lift the box.
I hope Saquon goes nuts.
All right, we got to get out of here.
I hope I'm not playing against him.
Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.